B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Fred, what's happening, man? How can we help you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
I got
a thing going on. I've been seeing a girl for a little while now, and I thought we had hit it off. I really like this girl. She's really sweet. She's really pretty. We get along together. I mean, we like a lot of the same things, and we've been going along really good, but lately it's kind of hit a speed bump, and I can't seem to get it out of her what's going on, but she's not getting back to me at all of a sudden, and I'm kind of worried about it. I really want things to work with this girl, but I'm not sure why she's not calling me back. So I think things are going really, really well with us.
I wonder if it's because he doesn't let anyone get a word in edgewise, maybe?
Yeah. Am I talking to him? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And you can tell he's doing, like, the nervous talking.
Yeah.
You know?
It's all right.
So, well, last time you guys hung out, what happened?
Well, we had a good time. We went out. We had dinner. Then we came back and watched Game of Thrones on TV. Everything was working out good. Well, it was one embarrassing moment. When we were on our way to go have some food, I stopped by a gas station. I'm actually driving her car at this point. We had her car, and she had let me drive it.
Yeah.
And it was a little embarrassing moment. I got a call while we were getting gas. I went to pull out, and I realized there was a problem. I heard a bunch of stuff. I actually had left the gas pump handle in her car.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, and it popped out like they do. So it wasn't like it went down the street with the thing in there, but, you know, it was still embarrassing, and I scratched the car a little bit. But she seemed okay with it, even though it was that embarrassing. I told her I'd pay for it. She was very adamant about everything being that it was okay.
Yeah, okay. You know,
so, but I don't get it. I'd hate to think that that's the reason why she's not getting back with me. Such a small thing.
That's the reason why she's not getting back to you. But I mean, let's see. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. We'll give her a call for you next, sir.
All right. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Second date update on 10.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Okay. We just talked to Fred. He wants us to get in contact with this girl, Terry. Last time they hung out, I don't say he wrecked her car, but he kind of left the gas, the pump in the car and drove off.
You always see videos like that on Facebook, but
it's probably.
It happened to Fred, and it was her car, so that was the thing that happened on the last date that could be why she's not getting back to him. But we'll see. We're going to stay quiet. We're going to call her right now, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, is this Terry?
Yeah.
Hi, Terry. This is the Get Up Crew. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9. Please don't hang up because I can explain why.
What's up? That's weird. Did I win the thing?
Yes, you did. Okay, just let me explain. So.
Okay.
We got your phone number from a gentleman who would love to take you out on a nice date. He likes you a lot. He wants to impress you. So we're willing to pay for a date for him and you to go out, have a good time. Maybe he'll impress you. Maybe sparks will fly. But worst case scenario, you get to have a nice meal at a place of your choosing, whenever you want to go. So there's really no reason there's no reason for you to say no to this, is what I'm trying to say.
Do I know the guy? Do I pick the guy? Like, how does this work?
Good question.
Okay, so you actually do know the guy because he's the one that gave us your number. And I'm even going to take a guess here and say that you like him back. Do you want to know why?
Okay, why?
Because you've gone out with him before, and his name is Fred.
No, I'm good.
What's wrong with Fred?
Yeah, we talked to Fred, and he wants to apologize for driving away from the gas station with the pump still in your car, if that's what it is.
What? No, that's... That's not why I don't want to go out with friends. Like, I don't date cheaters. That's just not my thing.
You said cheaters?
That has nothing to do with my car. That's, like, so stupid. Like, everybody makes mistakes, but...
Yeah. So what?
He's, like, straight up... He's a cheater.
Like, he cheated on you?
Yeah. We were supposed to hang out, and he was going to stay at my place. And I know that he, like, got a text and was like, look, I can't stay over tonight. And, I mean, I've never had a guy, like, turn down staying at my place. I mean, what guy does that? So I thought it was a little shady. And then I didn't question him. I was like, okay, so the beginning, you know, we just started seeing each other. But then, like, the next day I see pictures of him on Instagram with a dog and some chick. And I was like, oh, I see now. He's hooking up with some other girl.
Whoa, hang on now. I'm not cheating on you, dear. I'm not cheating on you at all.
Hold on. Terry, that's Fred. You were supposed to wait until I introduced you.
Okay, sorry.
No, you jumped on.
Okay, too late. Wow.
Yeah. So, Terry, Fred's on the phone. He heard what you said.
Good. Then he knows.
So, wait, Fred, did you were cheating on her and you put it on Instagram, you dummy?
I'm not cheating on her at all. I really like this girl. I like Terry. I think she's wonderful. I'm not that kind of guy either. Look, the deal is.
Well, then who the fuck were you hanging out with when you couldn't hang out at my house?
Here's the deal.
You couldn't stay at my place so you can go and hang out with some girl and her dog.
Well, that's the thing. See, it's not exactly just her dog. Her and I were seeing each other, we got this dog together. Because at the time, we thought things were right, but it didn't work out at all.
And this is too much. This is drama.
The only reason I was there is because the only way she'll let me see her dog is when I go out and stay at her place and hang out with our dog, which I'm hoping will be my dog.
Oh.
Well, she goes out.
Oh, it's visitation.
Yeah.
Listen,
I hate this bitch. I can't stand this bitch.
Oh my god!
She's terrible. I mean, I don't even like her. I stay with the dog while she's out collecting more souls.
Fred, you're either Can I just say, Fred, you're either lying or the biggest pussy in the world. Which is it?
Well, I guess I'm the biggest pussy in the world because I love this dog. I really do love this dog.
Aww.
I want it for myself. It's got nothing to do with that bitch. I mean, the only way she allows me to see my dog is if I go over there and stay in her house. Well, she goes up and a bunch of dumbass guys, and then and she'll bring them home and throw them in my face.
Aww.
And
I just, you know, so and she's using to, you. Know,
and send me outside the house. It's got nothing to do with her, man. My is nowhere near that bitch.
Okay.
Damn.
I guess, Terry, do you want to go back out with this guy who is admittedly letting somebody walk all over him?
No. I mean, like, you should have some balls and be like, I'll watch the dog at my house. Like,
well, you know, I got plenty of balls, but I want my dog.
Fred's literally in the worst case scenario
really?
For a guy to ever score a woman. Until... You get that dog.
Yeah.
Or until she finds a man that she wants to be with, or until, God forbid, the dog passes away.
Oh, stop.
Pretend the dog ran away and just steal the dog and move into a different apartment. I mean, man, go to some balls. You love that dog? Do whatever it takes.
Dude.
But I don't want to hang out with you.
Yeah, if that's the case, that's the case. But right now, it's just all about me getting my dog back.
You're trying to be a good guy? But you're not going to get any pussy. You might get your dog back, but you're not going to get any pussy.
He's going to be a pussy with no pussy.
Oh, my God.
Totally.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
I'm sure that, you know, a lot of times, probably every time you listen to the second date update, you're like, I would never be on there. I'm not that crazy. I used to say that, too. After tomorrow, I could never say that again. Find out why. You know what? You might be in my boat, too. So listen to the second date update on the 10th tomorrow morning at 6:10, all right? It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa Get Up Crew.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
Mm-hmm. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.